Happy New Year, BTN News listeners. Yes, indeed, the news show is back, and welcome to 2023. Hope everybody had a fantastic New Year and a very Merry Christmas. It is the 3rd of July, 2023. Got the highlights of the best technology news that's been going on, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Starting off your news, and you think, wow, there must be a lot of it going on. It's 2023 already. Well, you'd be wrong. Apparently, a lot of the tech industry is still on vacation. Now, that doesn't mean we weren't able to dig up something for you. So we're going to start off with a Samsung oven. Yeah, I said oven. It's the new Bespoke AI oven, which you'll probably be seeing in all its glory at CES. And other than looking like any other modern-day oven, it'll let you do something that the others can't. Live stream what you're cooking. That's right, you get a live view of what's inside as you're cooking it. So you can be sitting there on your couch going, eh, it's not burning yet. Eh, it's still not burning. Oh, God, it's burning. In fact, not only can you live stream what you're cooking, you can take photos of it, too. Pushing it out of your social media accounts, giving people all of what they don't really want to see. Now, of course, with the new oven, it also has AI on board, which apparently can identify 80 different dishes and ingredients, then know exactly what to do with it. Now, there is a burn detection feature, so you won't always have to keep an eye on it, although it's still probably a good idea. Funny enough, though, you would think with all of this technology, you would have one simple thing, a handle. No, there's no handle. Instead, you gotta push to open it. And hopefully when the thing's on high, you don't burn yourself when you do push to open it. Now, the new AI oven from Samsung, of course, not available yet, at least in North America. That won't launch until the third quarter of 2023. However, though, in Europe, it's just right around the corner. In fact, you should be seeing it on the shelves. Well, that is if you can fit an oven on a shelf in the next couple of weeks. Well, were you looking to get your battery replacement done on your Apple iPhone? Found 20 bucks in your pocket, said, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get that done. Then get to the counter and say, well, what are you talking about? It's 50 bucks now. Prices will be going up, at least not yet, though, starting on March 1st. The out-of-warranty battery service fee will be increased by $20. And for iPhone models prior to iPhone 14, meaning you've got a home button on board, it's not going to be $49 anymore. No, it's going to be $69. Now, the phones for Face ID, those of you used to paying $69, well, yeah, you can see the trend here. It's going up to $89 now. And if you think that's bad, try getting it done for your MacBook Air. $129 all the way up to $159. Again, none of this is taking place till March 1st, so if you think you need a battery, you might want to get on that right about now. And finally, well, dark sky went completely dark January 1st. Most people, yeah, not happy about it. Apple did shut down the popular weather app, Dark Sky. In fact, you couldn't even find it on the App Store starting in last September. But as of January 1st, it stopped functioning completely for all existing users. Now, if you don't remember, Apple actually acquired Dark Sky back in March of 2020 and pretty much incorporated many of the app's features in its own pre-installed weather app, though not all of them. And granted, most users thought, yeah, it wasn't quite as good as Dark Sky. Now, if you were a dev for Dark Sky, what do you do now? Well, according to Apple, they're shutting that down too, at least the API for it, for third-party weather apps, and that's starting March 31st of this year. That means you're going to have to get a hold of Apple's own WeatherKit API as a replacement. And speaking of replacement, what do we use for a replacement? Yeah, there's nothing really good in the App Store that really can take the place of Dark Sky, so it looks like we're stuck with the weather app for now. If you got a story and no one else is listening, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yep, it's still located over there, britishtechnetwork.com. Check out all the latest podcasts over there. Of course, find us on our social media pages too, at Facebook at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, hope your year and day is starting out well for you. Have a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.